Working from home or back in the office? Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Thanks for listening and calling today. Thanks to Black and Abdallah. And the White Sox are on after Waddle and Sylvie. Shane Norling will handle your pre and post tonight. 5 o'clock pregame for the series in Philly.
Is it a different Shane on pregame, or is it Shane?
I think it's Shane.
Shane is Shane.
I very much enjoyed listening.
He's going to be hosting Shot or No Shot, White Sox version.
Yeah. Could.
Shot or No Shot, they score a run today. No shot!
Right? Shot or No Shot, they score more than two.
No shot.
Seems like it's a no shot. Jesse said, bet the Phillies sweep. I said, watch the Sox win 2 out of 3, Jesse. He goes, yeah, that's baseball. Jesse says, bet the Phillies sweep. I very much enjoyed listening to Tyler tell stories about the day that was his Wednesday, you know, with the doubleheader and the
bull. It was fun.
Yeah, very fun. And
the recap is on YouTube, by the way, on our YouTube page.
It's really good.
YouTube.com/@WaddleandSylvie if you missed it.
Boy, and that milkshake is legit, right, Tyler?
I mean, again with the milkshake.
Oh, yeah.
I can't escape
it. It's tremendous.
I'm tired.
I like how you guys are like, can you put bourbon in it or anything? I don't know. You
might
sneak your own.
But come to Guarantee Rate Field for a great meal, and there'll be some dinner theater. Coffee, there may be a baseball game.
Coffee liqueur.
Yeah, that's what Sylvie said.
Kind of a heated coffee liqueur.
Coffee liqueur in there. Like a Bailey's in there?
You would think that there's no place to get a milkshake in Chicago.
Kahula. Isn't that the coffee liquor?
Kahula.
Kahula. Kahula. It's Hawaiian for coffee.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true or not. I think it's...
Mount Taiwanahatanugi, right?
Between this slopes. And between Schifrin talking about never having a hot dog before.
I mean, has he had one yet?
Send him one.
Have somebody send him one.
Or have the Bertucci boys send one up
he
there.
He sounds
right?
a lot like Benetti. Do you know that?
You think?
He sounds nothing like Benetti. No. He's not cracking jokes or anything. But when I first heard him, I go, "Is he still up there?
Really?
For me? For my ear palate. I don't know what an ear palate is, but my ear palate. I like that similar voice.
Now there are a lot of zeros in Sox math these days.
But I won't lie to you this: with how horrifically bad they are. Right? How terrible they are. They don't get a lot of attention to the ears. So usually I'm picking them up someplace else, like in a local facility, drinking establishment. I'll get it with the volumes up and I'll hear it a little bit there. Hmm. But I will promise you, of the 18 games that have been played, 19 games that have been played.
18, yeah. Oh, 18 games.
Besides highlights, I'm talking about actually watching it live. Mm-hmm. Besides highlights...
Maybe two innings?
12 outs.
How about the Cubs?
Total. 12 outs. Besides highlights, you know, kind of figure out who's doing what. And when Crotchet's pitching, maybe a couple of highlights.
The Crotchet rocket.
Yeah.
How about the Cubs?
Cubs a little bit more.
Well, he tunes in just for the manager.
Right. I know. I tune in for the my switch hitting Thunderstick, Ian Happ. What a grand salami.
Finally Thunderstick.
That was a tough one, too, Yerk. Yeah.
Carm, you asked that question. Can you
players,
be in possession
man.
Of a Thunderstick if you have not hit 20 home runs?
He has hit 20 home runs in his career. What is the
level before you are?
It's got to be at least 25, right?
He's a switch hitting Thundersticker, though.
At least.
That's different.
No.
Why?
Oh, no.
I'm coming up with the shirt.
Probably 30.
It
to be
is
honest.
Fun how Yurko picks the guys that he likes and that he doesn't like.
Very much.
And then the ones that he doesn't like, I don't understand why he doesn't like them, but he just, like a dog on a bone, he does not like those people.
Eat.
A dog without warning.
He loved Jake Arrieta.
Loved Arrieta. Who didn't love Arrieta?
Yeah, Arrieta is pretty lovable.
Yeah. Of course, you guys want to lambast him. You all sit there at the mount of
John Lester.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
I loved Arrieta.
I can go to do no wrong.
But I loved Lester too.
We had a great relationship Lester. With Jake. Jeez. Jake used to come on the show all the time.
Yeah, Jake went out with us a couple
my
times.
My other guy
too.
Was the second baseman that played here and then played for the Red Sox. Mark
Bellhorn.
Oh, you love Bellhorn.
That was
Bellhorn.
My guy. I got a jersey. I got a Bellhorn
those are the
jersey.
Type of players. That's what I'm saying.
Bellhorn.
He may love a Mark Bellhorn, but ooh. Hate a Cody Bellinger.
Right, yeah.
Like, love Bellhorn. Bellhorn, hate Bellinger.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I can't wrap my brain around.
Why?
It's weird.
Hated George Bell. Why? Because he didn't have a compound last name.
Like
Bellhorn,
Bellinger doesn't have a compound name.
Yurko, who is the guy that in 15? Who is the guy that in 15?
Who in 15 that did what?
Who is the guy in 15 at the Hawks? Vermette. Like, he likes Antoine Vermette more than Patrick Kane. Like, hey, more than Kane.
In 13, like, I liked Antoine Vermette.
Like, that's the guy that beat Vermette. Because he was like, the Hawks should go get Vermette. He was on that for a couple of years.
Back when, like, wasn't there Marty Havlat infatuation?
Oh, I love it.
Marty.
One of my favorite drops in our station history.
Marty was the only player of skill on that team.
Yeah, like pre-Taves and Kane.
Yeah, pre-Taves and Kane. Marty Havlat was the only player of any skill.
Yeah.
What was it, the 12 seconds into overtime goal?
Yeah. Yeah, that was 09. That was actually when they were getting good with Kane and Taves.
Right.
Yes. And then he was gone the next year.
Right, he was gone.
I hope.
As was Michael Hanzus.
Yes.
And then they brought Hanzus back.
I hope PB takes a nice long vacation.
The problem with Hanzus
last night.
Out of the blue. We have a couple of Hawks
things,
and you're thinking about PB taking a long
wants
vacation.
PB to get a vacation, and Yurko's going to tell us about the problem with Michael Hanzus.
Yes.
Well, the problem with Hanzus, he blew his knee out when he got here the first time with Havlat.
He did.
So we never really saw what Michael Hanzus was all about.
The full skill set of a Michael
Hanzus.
Then
the second time, they knew they needed him at the center position,
that is
right?
So good. So good.
I'm
I didn't think we'd be
guys.
Breaking out Michael Hanzus.
Well, I'm here for you. Here it is right here. 0-2 Cubs.
Mark
OPS
Bellmer.
886, OPS plus a 133 for the Cubs.
Wow, for Bellhorn?
For Bellhorn. Jeez. Mark Bellhorn, all right? That's why I love the guy.
I don't remember
27
that.
Dingers.
I would not have remembered that.
Yeah. And it was before we were measuring really with that sort of analytical.
By the way,
OPS
he had 27
plus.
Dingers that year. He had 69 dingers his entire career.
Nice. Yeah. This is right. Wow, I would not have guessed that.
27 home runs with 56 driven in.
He went. He was on Boston's 04
Yes, he was a hero.
04 team, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, 03 was his last year here. They traded him to Colorado, it looked like. Then he went to Boston, where he was in the stick there, too. 17 homers. Mm. Him and the guy they had there, Johnny Damon. So it was Johnny Damon and Bellhorn was right after him. They booked back-to-back in the World Series.
Yeah. Was Bill Miller on one of those teams, too?
I feel like he was.
Another former Cub.
Got to the Cubs and blew his knee out right away, sliding in the tarp.
Right.
Don't tell me I didn't
down
watch
the left
baseball.
Field line.
I watched baseball.
I once tried to book a Bill Miller for the Mac, Yurko, and Harry show. Bill Miller.
He was kind of a salty guy.
Salty?
Yeah.
Karma
was going to punch him.
He was going to punch me just for asking. I was like, okay, sorry. I'll go in my mirror. I felt like Jonah Hill and I'll just go bleep myself. I was like, wow. I mean, he was salty. Salty dog.
I'm telling you, the crew gave you the business these last few days here as well.
They have been building
the Olive Garden. Yeah, the Olive Garden
bit.
Thing.
They've been
giving you hell as well about your basketball knowledge. What's going on?
You know who I had to have a hard time with because of these knuckleheads, too? Speaking of the old Cubs, Tom Gordon. Boy, was he pissed.
Flash?
Oh, really?
Because
of the hat
thing.
That was
that
a Mac Yurko hair.
Yes. Yeah. And then he took it out on me. I was like, I.
Yeah, you. It's just
see, little guy. Little guy?
Tom. He was little, but he was stout.
I know, but I mean, like,
strong.
Most pitchers aren't short.
But yeah, he was kind of short. He was probably like shorter than me, maybe even, Tom Gordon. Yeah, boy, was he pissed.
Oh, my God.
What happened again?
So, screw him.
So I thought you're.
That's what happened, and he heard it, and he just wanted to.
I think I was listening to that interview, too.
I asked him a question about going into another persona when he gets that hat down. Does he take his mind, and where does he travel to?
I don't think that's a bad question.
Followed by a good question, Yurko, and then answer the damn question.
What did he say?
What did he say? He said something rude and. Then we said, I hope you get rocked tonight.
The adventures of booking the early 2000s Cubs for Mac, Yurko, and Harry. Other guys that were like, you know, Kerry Wood was unbelievable.
He was great.
I mean, unbelievable.
He was fantastic,
Kerry Wood, like, and that's why even as a Sox fan, like, I always like Woody. Always. I mean, first of all, Woody was fun to watch when he was really good. I mean, he was.
He took a bat to a boombox
had upstairs. He did do that, too. He did.
And Gene Greco sent the camera crew up there.
He
got a little mad at. I think he was, because he felt like he was put on the spot.
He was.
But Woody.
You know, and he was laughing as he was doing it.
No, he.
And then he got a reaction after that. Then that's when he got mad.
He was mad that they showed it on TV,
I think so. And then we made a donation to his charity anyway to kind of get in a good light with him. So.
He was a great guy to deal with.
Yeah,
and even if he wasn't going to come on, he never treated you like crap. I'll tell you who else the other great guy was. Sylvie will get a kick out of it. Oh, man, I'm looking at him. He was a twin, Sylvie. Not Guy Eddie.
Kurt Herbeck.
No. Sylvie, he was a twin. He
came in Gladden.
Not Dan Gladden. He was a pitcher. No. He came on the 90. He was on the 98 team.
Oh, like, I know he is. The black guy.
Kevin Tappany.
No, not Tappany.
Remember how nice Kevin Tappany
is? Kevin Tappany is an African-American Johnny.
LaTroy Hawkins.
No. LaTroy was. Hawkins. He was nasty. He was nasty.
Kevin Tappany would talk your ear off.
He was the nicest guy ever.
You would be sitting in the dugout waiting for somebody. Kevin Tappany would pull up a chair in the dugout, and he'd start talking to you.
He would. Like, no joke.
You'd be like, why is Kevin Tappany talking to me?
That's it. LaTroy Hawkins, Minnesota.
He was nasty.
He's from, isn't he from Northwest Indiana, LaTroy Hawkins?
I'll find out right now.
He was salty.
Gary Westside.
And I think isn't he like a godfather of Patrick Mahomes?
I believe he is.
I believe so.
Yeah. With the pitcher, with Pat Mahomes, right?
Yes.
Patty boy.
His dad's name is Pat Mahomes.
Patty. Oh, Patty boy, they used to call him.
Is he locked up now?
I don't know.
He ran into some trouble the week before the Super Bowl.
Another driving under the influence. It's like his third. Yes.
Which is mandatory jail time.
Come on, man. It's not that hard.
By the way, can I tell you guys something?
Yes.
I had the best.
Milkshake?
No. Okay.
In the yard?
No. The best prime rib last night.
Wait, where'd you go?
The best. I went to Chef Hans's Visitation.
You're such a jerk.
Carmen didn't have any food, he said.
Again. Chef Hans, our great dear friend, passed away a couple weeks ago. His visitation was yesterday on the Northwest Side.
Yeah.
There was no food. Yurko asked the earlier today, and that's why I brought that up. What'd you eat? He said to Carmen, what kind of food was there?
Yeah. Well, you guess.
There was no food. All right. It was not a.
So we had at the funeral for my brother, funeral for my father. In the break room.
There might have been some food. Like
in the
sandwiches.
Break room, we offered up coffee. We offered up drinks and things people can have. And we offered up some kolachkis and some food for people that came out. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for paying respects. Here's a little something that you might want to nibble on before you leave. Tell some stories. Everybody commiserates, gets together away from the casket. You know what I'm saying? I thought, hey.
Because he was a chef passed away.
He got some,
He thought there was going to be a tailgate outside.
Bar,
he thought there was a grill outside.
Wait till Jack Nicklaus dies. Like you're going to have a simulator next to the room.
There's
going to
be a mini golf course outside, a Pete Dye course.
Yeah, that's right. So you can celebrate.
All Carmen had to say is all it was is a quick commemoration, get together. They did a little something and we're gone. Okay, say that. But to think that there might be food at something like this is not something that's out of whack. Sorry.
A lot of times in the break room, but they'll put like sandwiches and stuff.
We're going to take phone calls at your we're going to open up the phone lines at your memorial.
We're at Yurko's memorial.
332-3776.
There'll be a video tribute to the good kid.
You think?
And it'll be all that together, my favorite music. Yeah, I'll have it together before I die.
Really?
You're going to make your own video?
My funeral's going to be paid for.
We should do that. We should do the funeral video while we're alive. We honestly should.
I'll have it out there, and I'll have former interviews myself when I'm on TV as a youngster. Sterling Sharp show when we used to do some stuff.
We should have you interviewing you.
Yeah. Oh, that
would be good.
Put that on tape.
Two different chairs. What's his name? The guy from, what's that idiot's name? Galifianakis.
Between two ferns.
Yeah, Between two ferns. Yeah.
He's been in this studio.
He was salty.
Yeah.
He wasn't that bad. He just he was more quiet.
Don't touch me.
To Will Ferrell.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he's a don't touch me guy. One of those real germ guys too.
Was he? Do you remember that?
No. In fact, I was under the impression.
Did I hump him?
No, yeah. I did not. I think it was we were led to believe too that Will Ferrell was kind of a very quiet, standoffish guy. I thought they were both very friendly.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
So very outgoing.
Okay. Well, yeah. Will Ferrell. Gosh, you'd think. I mean.
We just, in my memories, the Floyd Mayweather post came up. And that's probably the biggest crowd we've ever had outside the studio. Yeah. Is when he was in his prime. I think he was still in his prime.
Money Mayweather? Yeah.
Money Mayweather was in studio, and he had.
Out of Grand
Rapids, Michigan.
You're
talking about a little guy. Yeah. Little guy.
Yeah,
tiny.
Little guy.
Tiny.
You wouldn't want to mess with him.
No. No. Hell no. But he had the crowd here was probably 10 deep.
What? You guys see the way you see all the Tyson training videos? Because he's.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you. I would pay for that.
I think I might too.
Yeah.
I think I will, actually.
Well, we'll all watch. You know, we're all going to watch.
You know why? Well, it's going to be on. It's going to be on Netflix, and it sounds like it's going to be.
Right? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. They may give you a little bit of an upcharge.
You know why you're going to pay for it? Because you want to see destruction of Paul.
I don't know, yes. Maybe a little.
Well, I want to see Mike Tyson fight at 57.
He still looks like a bad.
Am I crazy to think that Paul may outlast him, though?
Maybe.
Like, that he may get tired?
Is it true that Jake Paul will wear headgear, though? Is that,
really?
Is that a rumor?
Do you guys know? I don't want to see that.
I don't know. You can't do that.
Maybe, he hasn't worn headgear.
Maybe that's fake news.
Was it his brother get to go in there and it's two on one?
Hey, wait. What boxing match would
I thought
he's
maybe that's
that.
Fake news.
One hand behind his back. You can only punch with his right hand. Tyson's going one armed.
Like,
he's almost 60.
I know, but he's also 57. Mike Tyson. Like, has Jake Paul fought anybody?
Jake Paul's a real fighter.
Has he fought anybody of this caliber that was, I mean, obviously Mike's pushing 60.
Didn't he fight?
Has he fought legitimate fighters, Mark?
Yeah, like the last fight, I thought he was a legitimate fighter. Yeah.
Was a legitimate
and then
fight?
Don't you remember there was that time he fought Evander Holyfield a few years back?
I don't, actually.
I'm joking.
Who did he fight? Conor McGregor fought? Mayfield, didn't the
Mayweather? Yeah, that one. We ended up paying for that one. We watched it. That was okay.
Mayweather beat him, right? Did he?
Yes. But they went
points?
The whole. They went the whole distance. Yeah, I think they went.
No,
the
I would
fight.
Watch this. I pay a little bit of. Pay a little money to watch.
I would too.
Tyson
for this one, I would.
Jake Paul.
Yeah, I would. All right, what's coming up on the show, boys?
So, are you conflicted over the Bulls tonight at all?
You know, I don't know. I don't think I'm conflicted. I just think it's going to be a weird summer. Like if they win tonight. And I don't think any of us expect much of anything against the Celtics, right? Like it's going to be a weird summer. Like if they just say, well, you know, we're okay, we're going in the right direction.
That's what they always do.
I know,
and they're gonna claim progress. They're gonna say we got farther this year without our top paid player,
right?
And we made it to the actual playoffs without him, and Kobe progressed as and developed, and we're getting somewhere. And they're going to claim that this is a successful season when we all know it's not.
Yeah, I mean, how do you brag that you got farther without your top best, you know, without your top paid player? How do you brag?
Especially when your top paid player is your top paid player because of this management.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now if you want to trade him, you're going to get nothing for him.
It's a weird thing to brag about.
Look,
I don't know, but I think you're right.
I know Jimmy's not playing, but even without Jimmy, this Miami Heat team is a different challenge than the Atlanta Hawks.
Much.
Like, nothing's contested with the Hawks. Like, they don't play defense. They give up 121 points per game.
Terrible.
I mean, they're just, I take nothing away from what Kobe White did or Io or any of them. They played really, really well. I just think tonight's going to be wouldn't be shocked if the Bulls won, but it'll be a different challenge.
Much harder
tonight.
To win tonight, yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
You think Spoelstra's not going to have at least, have his guys ready for sure.
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to win. Like, Karm's going against the Bulls.
Yeah, I think if I had to play it, I think I'd play Heat minus two. I like Bams over. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I would. I mean, like,
I'm going to play that because
yeah, I like Bams over.
I don't have a strong inclination either way.
I played the Bulls.
Did you?
I wouldn't be shocked.
Like, you know, and I've been so. I've been such a Bulls hater this year because I hate their direction. This gives me a little more juice to, like, put my money on them.
That's true.
Have them piss you off even more when they lose.
You might be even more pissed.
I will, probably. But again, I like. And I've got a poll question about a would you rather, because I do think what's better for the organization is if they lose. So I'll share that with everyone. 332-3776. Bears conversation as well. Like, you guys, we're pretty much guest free. We've got an early off time at 5.
Okay.
So get in while you can right now. 332-3776.
All right. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Yep.
Stay out of trouble, John.